and with the 2022 legislative summary. Joining me live in studio is Representative Evan Simpson from Afton to summarize everything that went down in the legislative session in Cheyenne, ending on Friday. Good morning, Representative. How are you today?
Good morning. Hello to everyone out there. I can't tell you how happy I am to be back home.
Oh, I bet.
The pressure of the session over with.
Well, we appreciate you taking some time during the session to talk with us and give us some updates and today to kind of summarize how everything went. Of course, it was a budget session, as we talked about during. And so let's start with the finances and talk about the budget, which actually was finalized earlier than it normally is. Wasn't right at the waking or the final minutes this year.
Yes, Dick. So the primary purpose of this session was to approve and implement a budget for the 2023-2024 biennium. When the agencies came to the governor, they had extra requests to add personnel and to add new programs. And the budget, the governor basically just said, you know what, we went through that $450 million cut last year. We trimmed things back. We were lean and mean. He says, I don't ever want to do that again. We're going to stay lean and mean. And so he rejected almost all the requests. So as a member of the Appropriations Committee, when those requests came to us, it was really quite easy for us to accept the governor's recommendation to deny those extra requests. And so we stayed with a lean and mean budget this year. The legislature seemed to appreciate that. And so it went much easier than normal because there wasn't a lot of controversy. It's just do the best we can with the budget we had in front of us. And so we were able to pass it clear through a week in advance so that we were able to respond to the governor's vetoes.
Now, of course, one of the side notes, I guess, to the budget was the ARPA funds. That was kind of talked about and discussed separately, but along with that, any other highlights to the budget that you feel is worth mentioning?
Good point, Duke. When we talk about a budget session, we focus on that, what was it, $2.786 billion budget that runs the entire state of Wyoming, including the University of Wyoming and K-12 education. But there are many other financial bills that we deal with. For example, capital construction, all the new state buildings, whether they're schools or facilities, we deal with. Being a member of the Select Water Committee, it was my responsibility to bring forth six bills that just dealt with water and wastewater infrastructure, totaling over hundreds of millions of dollars in those categories. So, and then you mentioned the ARPA bill, which is the federal money that's being distributed. We had a little over $1 billion of that money. We actually had about $450 million that the legislature had access to and was able to appropriate. So there were many bills that dealt with literally hundreds of millions of dollars, and that was very time-consuming. When you start talking about monies that's available and where should we put those monies to serve the best purpose in the state of Wyoming, it took a lot of debate, a lot of discussion to prioritize all that, those bills.
You know, the governor before the session said he wanted to see the ARPA money benefit the future generations, right? Because he was saying that it's the grandkids that are going to have to repay that money, and so they should be the ones to benefit from it. So with that kind of direction, where did that money go to? Maybe I'm sure it went to a lot of places, but what are some of the places it went to that maybe fulfilled that request?
Very good, and we supported that. So with all of the extra money that we had, and we had extra money in the general fund this year because of the increased oil and gas prices, the severance taxes were up. And so we generally, as appropriators, made three different buckets. One bucket was to save and put money in the permanent reserves so that it would grow for future generations. A second one was to just take care of immediate needs. And a third one was to take care of all these nagging requests that we've had for years and years and years that have just, we've never had enough money to fix those. And so we really spread the money over many different social and infrastructure programs to benefit citizens of the state of Wyoming.
Another thing you and I had talked about during the session was a pay raise for state employees, and kind of, as you mentioned during that time, a merit-based system, which is kind of new for the state of Wyoming.
Yes, Dick, the governor proposed $54 million increase to salaries across the boards. And as we got into the committees and analyzed that, it was not going to bring the state employees up to a level that we could maintain and keep them happy and retain them. And so the legislature added an additional $10.8 million to that budget. And so we effectively passed a pay raise that averages right at 6% for state employees. Now, it does have that merit base on it, which is a fun concept. We're actually going to look out and evaluate our very best state employees and reward them more than we would normally. We've talked a lot about state troopers. The Trooper 1's level, that entry level, was so far below. I think they're going to experience 15% raises because they're so far below what they should have been. So it'll average out, but it's on an average about a 6% pay increase. We feel good about that. We're still below the neighboring states. So one of the things we're doing on the Appropriations Committee this coming year is to evaluate what effect those raises had for our state employees. And do we need to do more or less or just hold constant for a few years? All that will be evaluated this summer.
State Representative Evan Simpson in studio summarizing the 2022 legislative session, which wrapped up on Friday. Representative, anything else on the budget that you wanted to mention before we move on this morning?
Duke, it was my opportunity to present several bills that had to do with infrastructure. We have the Wyoming Association of Municipalities reported to us that we have $350 million of immediate needs in water system and sewer system improvements throughout the state. And so I presented a bill through the Select Water Committee that would have dedicated $95 million to our infrastructure in the state of Wyoming. And that was trimmed back by the senators and ultimately the governor, but we ended up with $50 million in that category. So our municipalities can do some water and sewer improvements. That would be an 85% grant, and most municipalities have 15% in their reserves. And so it means some very needed projects here in this immediate region by our municipalities can be constructed without a significant impact on the monthly user fees. So we put a lot of time and effort into appropriating money for special projects like that.
Any of those projects already approved with that money, or is that the next step?
We established the funds and appropriated the money so that this summer the municipalities and water and sewer districts can apply and receive the grant funds this summer.
Understood. Representative Evan Simpson in studio this morning. It's all part of the weekday wake up, and let's talk about redistricting heading into the session. You and I had several conversations about that, and you were part of some town hall meetings and things. There was a proposal that came out of the legislature to add a couple seats, two in the House and, of course, one in the Senate. Is that what happened? Did that proposal pass through?
Boy, we could talk about this for an hour at least, Duke. So here's the situation. As people understand redistricting, that means we reevaluate population bases and just tweak our boundaries. And that's what it started out to be, just a few tweaks. For example, the Etna Alpine Star Valley Ranch area has grown so much in population that they needed to have their boundaries adjusted so that the population's evenly spread out. And so all through the summer and this fall, committees have been working on that, and local people in local areas, our county clerks, have been very involved. And so we finally brought a bill to the House, and it included adding two House members and one senator to the total number. And that's the only way we could just simply physically get it done, because our mountain ranges here in Wyoming poses a real problem with trying to group populations that live in another county in another district. It's just impossible. The Senate, on the other hand, came in with a different strategy. So we actually had two layouts of maps that were contrary to each other. And we worked through that through a joint conference committee, and the Senate agreed to our map, which was to add the three legislators and the map associated with that. But it wasn't an easy sale, because that means they had to go back into their chambers and convince 16 of their members to vote for a House plan, which was really a challenge for President Dockstader. He did a remarkable job and was able to be very successful. And ultimately, on the last day, at about 10 o'clock at night, we finally agreed to a plan, and we've adopted it, and it's a done deal now. And so we're really pleased with where it came out. There were a few areas that had to sacrifice a few things. For your information, in my district, District 21, I used to have Cokeville all the way actually to Kemmer, so all the rural area, and extend down through Thane and Bedford. Well, I had to slide my boundaries northward, and so I lost Cokeville. They are now grouped in with the Kemmer district, but I picked up Freedom, and half of Aetna is in my district now. So my district is completely in Star Valley, House District 21.
Mm-hmm. And so Representative Heiner, I guess, would have Cokeville now in his district, and changes with Representative Roscoe would be his slid up a little north too, is what it sounds like.
On Second Amendment rights. So for example, if our U.S. president pushed down a mandate that restricted the sales of firearms, this law says that our sheriffs and our law enforcement officers do not have to enforce those. In fact, they're prohibited from enforcing federal mandates. It's a big deal to the gun owners and those gun advocates. A second bill was an interesting one. So if the Supreme Court reverses its decision on Roe versus Wade in associated with abortion, this bill makes it so that Wyoming has a law on books that prohibits abortions. So it'll just sit there and won't be active. But if Roe versus Wade is ever overturned, immediately we have a law on the books that prohibits abortions in the state of Wyoming. A third one is associated with the official salaries. Not only did our state employees, but also some elected officials had salaries that were just way, way too low. And so we adjusted those salaries up as part of as an independent bill.
So Representative Evan Simpson in studio this morning, giving us a summary of the 2022 legislative session. Representative, thanks for your time. Thanks for all your work in Cheyenne. Anything else you wanted to mention and highlight while we got you?
You know, thank you, Duke. I appreciate those people that communicated with me. My email address is something that I'm able to manage right at my desk while I'm on the floor. And I appreciate the input from the people. It's nice to have citizens reading bills and participating in the process. It reinforces in my mind the way I should vote. Ultimately, I have to weigh things out, because a bill sometimes is convoluted. It may have a nice subtitle, but you get inside of the bill and there are devastating issues and potential outcomes. And so I appreciate the people's trust in me. I have to be accountable and do what the best I can on every single bill, but I receive their input and then I weigh the bill out and make decisions, and that's kind of the way the process works.
That's Representative Evan Simpson, and summarizing the 2022 legislative session. It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up on SVI Radio.